You know, I don't really clap in people's faces, but I do post all the Instagram pictures, and I feel like I won. Thanks, Leanna.
Time out. Come on, guys.
Ray Ray is fundamental, number one podcast from the get-go. And since you're listening, you got good sense, so let me break it down on this instrumental. It's basketball and all its essences. It's full of pop culture references. Point guards to stretch fours and fives, the last Buffy episode. Despite survive? Never mind, let me get on track. Houston had a good run and a team was stacked. We had plans for the T-Wolves, y'all remember? Quick question in sync, who's your favorite member? Oops, I did it again. Hold up, wait, best team on the court, probably Golden State. Curry and them, they out this world, but that's Ray's top five, he's saying it's Spice Girls.
What's up, Internet? This is the Ray Ray is Fundamental podcast, recorded August 26, 2018, brought to you by RayRay.net. Did I just say this episode 102? It's episode 102. My name is Ray Ray. Thinking back, and just looking back at these episodes I just did during the summer, I still feel it's really, really silly how women are being marginalized. And I mean, look at these people saying, oh, I can't wait for basketball to be back, when there is basketball going on. Women's basketball is going on. I don't want to label it like that, but, like, it's still basketball. And the WNBA playoffs are going on, and it's pretty cool, guys. Like, you're waiting for basketball to be back? Well, it's been back. It really never went away because the WNBA is right here. You know, and I know some of you guys like the Big Three, and you guys are probably saying, oh, well, the Big Three is done, so basketball went away, and we can't wait for it to be back. It's still going on, guys. WNBA playoffs are going on. It's really cool. They've got really, really, really good players like Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, Elena Deladon, Tiffany Hayes. Like, they're all still playing, guys. The semifinals is on. You guys should watch Best of Five series. I mean, maybe it won't be as compelling as the last 2 years. Great sell, Ray Ray. But, you know, it's still going to be really, really good. We had two pretty good playoff games earlier today. On Sunday, the Phoenix Mercury nearly beat the Seattle Storm. And the Washington Mystics barely skipped Atlanta Dream. You guys should watch. I mean, that's all I'm going to say, really. Basketball never went away. It's still here. Watch. Granted, it's on ESPN2, and ESPN could do a better job promoting the WNBA, and hopefully it's better next year. I'm going to talk about that later on with my guest. But watch. It's good. It's basketball at its best. Even though I know you guys are missing the dunks, but, you know, a lot of the good NBA players don't dunk that much. So, yeah, check it out. It's good basketball. You might even learn a thing or two, right? And I still feel it's really, really silly that women, young girls, cannot play baseball. And I talked about that on the last episode with Jessica Kleinschmidt. Check out the archives. But, like, I just think that's weird. It really is. And I didn't even know that the World Cup of Baseball for women has been on. And it's only on YouTube. Like, people aren't really going to watch that. It's better to be on ESPN, where ESPN shows a bunch of other shows going on or whatever. Like, they repeat debate shows, or they repeat, you know, NFL shows and whatnot. Why can't they show Women's Cup of Baseball over there? Like, that's still a sport, and just because women are playing doesn't make it any less of a sport. So, I don't know, man. Everything has to change. And I quote Allie Raisman from her previous article in ESPN magazine. We have to change the way our society views women. And we have a long way to go, guys. We really do. So, anyway, Jasmine Brown is back for the third time on this podcast. We're going to talk about WNBA playoffs. That's all I got, really. But before I go, With this interview, let me remind you that this podcast has been, this podcast you can find, you can subscribe on iTunes and also Anchor and Android or whatever else podcast app you prefer. Follow me on Twitter at The Lolocast. Follow the podcast Twitter at RayReyIsFun. That's all I got. Basketball never went away. WMA playoff talk with Jasmine Brown. Next.
Hi, this is Katie Forbes from Twitter, and you are listening to RayReyIsFundamental podcast.
From Twitter? That's hilarious.
From Twitter, yep. Like that's like a, like I'm like a celebrity, but instead it's a social platform with like millions of people on it.
Ray Ray is fundamental and is not very ready, but episode number 102 is right here, recorded August of 26, 2018. My guest, she's been on here a few times, Mystics beat writer for WNBA Insider, writer for High Post Hoops, through to Penn Sports, rising star in sports media, Jasmine Brown. What's up? Welcome back.
Hey, how you doing?
You don't like that? Like, you are a rising star. Like, I think when I first started following you, you were, like, not even 1,000 followers yet or whatever on Twitter. And now you're, like, nearly 4,000. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, 1,000? I had about 3,000.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just delirious myself. But,
Well, I had, like, 3,200. But then after the WNBA stuff, it rose to, like, 3,800.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, your stock is rising up. So, like, look at you. You even have, like, your new avatar. Who are you talking to? I think it's Sue Bird, right?
Sue Bird, yeah.
Yeah, so how was All-Star? Because I did not have a podcast after All-Star, but I want to ask you about that now. How was that experience?
All-Star was really, really fun. I enjoyed myself. I wasn't there for long, but I had an amazing time. Just being around, you know, all those stars together just kind of made me feel that, yeah, like my credibility could rise off of this, and just getting a lot more insight and talking to players and making a connection with them and just being around the fans and being in Minnesota. It was a really fun time. And I can't wait for Vegas next year.
I'm going to try to do the Vegas one next year. It's only a 4-hour drive for me, so, and hopefully I'll get media credentials for that and stuff, and we'll see, because you know, like I actually had that what are the kids call it these days, FOMO, fear of missing out, something like that.
Oh, whatever. FOMO, yeah.
Yeah, I had that. I was like, man, like all these cool people are there. I want to be there. And I watched the All-Star, I watched the 3-point shootout. Like, freaking Allie Quigley was amazing on that one. Yeah, so I'm hoping that I could hit Vegas next year for that. I might as well stay there for a month because some NBA Summer League's there, and All-Star's yeah. gonna be in the same month. It's like, I might as well just stay there, I guess. I don't know.
I think All-Star in Summer League is going I can't explain. It's like, it's Summer League's one day, and then WNBA's like the other day. It's like,
yeah.
Off days.
Yeah, so I don't know. So I might have to take residence there or something. I really have no idea. But WNBA has been pretty hot this season, probably the hottest it's ever been. And we've seen Skylar Diggins talk about the pay gap between the men and the women. That was a pretty like highly contested thing. And I'm just kind of like, well, this is common sense coming from Skylar Diggins. Like, well, they just want more of the revenue pie, and the men's getting paid half, and the women are getting paid a fifth of it. Like, that's so ridiculous to me. So, what? I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to agree on this, but I want to hear your thoughts about it.
Yeah, I mean, people are upset that Skylar said that, but, I mean, come on, if she just said that comment under the radar, nobody was really going to pay attention to it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, her referencing Mark Cuban and Harrison Barnes, it sparked, you know, conversation. And
yeah, it did.
That's where it starts. And, you know, Mark Cuban didn't have no problems with it. And, I mean, I get it. Like, yeah. But people, I mean, first of all, people need to know how to read. Read the article. Read. R-E-A-G-E-D the articles, because You're going to find out more context than reading a headline. People need to understand that. But, yeah, I get it. It looked kind of cringy because, of course, like, last month, Harrison Barnes, like, vote for her. They're both in the neighborhood together, so it's kind of like, But, I mean, she kept it in the neighborhood and talked about somebody that she's close to. So it's kind of like maybe Harrison doesn't have a problem with it. Second, my whole thing is Mavericks fans were mad at the fact that Harrison Barnes got that max deal. And now that Skylar Diggins said something, and I was like, oh, he's good now. No. Like, it's very clear that they just don't like WNBA players. And I feel as though they are jealous that their counterparts are playing in a league and they're not. They're still playing pickup in the local raggedy gym.
It's just crazy how a lot of guys, and I don't know if I should really apologize for all the guys out there because, like, you know, guys are idiots, but a lot of guys, they just go out of their way to just make fun, just bash the women players, or any woman in general, really, but the WNBA in general. They just go out of their way to bash it. And it's like, what did they ever do to you?
You know? Right, so, and they don't do anything. Yeah. Like, I don't understand. I really don't understand why. I'm glad it blew up, but it's just like the reasons for it. And then the main line that people keep saying, well, this simple economics just has people like not knowing stuff, or saying that WNBA players not knowing simple economics is like not. I'm like, no, like they know what they're getting from their revenue. They're not stupid.
Yeah.
If you see what they take in, if they take in at least half of their revenue, players want to get paid. And you don't have to go to, you don't have to go, you know, over, they don't have to go overseas. Like, all they're asking is for a higher percentage. They're not saying get paid like an NBA player. And that's what these idiots are getting it twisted. Like, they're not asking for millions of dollars because they know that they play, what, 52 games less than NBA players, and
right.
they only play in the season. Like NBA players, well, in the States, rather. Mm-hmm. Because if you really want to talk about WNBA players, they play year-round. They
right.
play overseas, and then they come back to the States, which mm-hmm. they don't have to do. Their bodies are tired. So to be honest, yeah, they should get paid, you know, up there with them. They work their body, and their bodies aren't, you know, men, they're stronger. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
They go through periods, pregnancy, mm-hmm. I mean, everything you could think of, and they still play with that. Men don't have that issue.
Right.
Women endure so much more, and people don't seem to realize that either. Like the main story, like Dawana Bonner, she had twins last year.
Right.
And she's playing out of her mind right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are just really, they're just, I'm over it. I'm just like, whatever.
They're just, yeah, they're stupid, and they're mansplaining to you about, like, the economics of the WNBA. Like, dude, they can't even get the number of the games right. Like, it's 34 games, not 30, you know?
Right.
We're referencing that tweet that went viral because he mansplained his way towards WNBA economics, and it's like, dude, you don't even know how many games are being played. You know?
Right, exactly.
A simple Google search would have done it for you, but no. So, yeah, it's infuriating, and yeah, we need to get to the point where WNBA players don't have to go overseas to make that money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're making a lot more money overseas than in the WNBA, you know?
So, yeah.
It's infuriating, so...
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, bad publicity is still good in a sense because it's having people talk about it. People think that all of this WNBA is not a sport and, you know, knowing all that. I mean, and people have been coming at me. I mean, mm-hmm. After All-Star, I was tweeting about, I think I made a tweet about J.R. Smith, you know, oh, J.R. Smith didn't, because they made fun of the fact that they went the wrong way in the All-Star
yeah.
game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I made a tweet about J.R. Smith. I go, J.R. Smith, you know, he thought, you know, that big blunder that happened.
Yes.
And then, you know, people just coming at me, well, yeah, I don't know why I keep defending the WNBA players as a media person. I know you want one of them. I'm just like, wow. Like, it is so, first of all, I'm straight, so I don't even want any of them. Like, y'all, it is so idiotic. Like, it's just, I don't understand.
It's
so rude.
I know. It's like suddenly the WNBA can't make mistakes when NBA, there's a ton of mistakes going on, but we just let it go because they love the NBA so much. But
right, and it's like they always talk about, oh, well, you know, they it's a bunch of missed layups, and then and I'm just like, okay, so people miss layups all the time. LeBron James missed a layup. And then instead of the WNBA, it's all layups. Okay, so why did you like Steph Curry so much?
Right.
Steph Curry doesn't dunk?
Yeah.
Steph Curry doesn't do all that. All he does is layups and threes.
Yeah.
So if you want to equate that to somebody, you can look at Chrissy Tolliver. Tolliver did the same thing.
Yeah. DeJuana Bonner shoots 30-footers. Like,
literally. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so. Like, they just hate women. I'm sorry that you have to put up with this. I'm really sorry. Yeah.
You know what? I didn't like it at first, but you know what? It makes me feel like I'm doing something because they see what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't reaching them to the point that they were giving me those crazy replies. Mm-hmm. Am I doing my job?
Right. Yeah, but at least, again, like you said, a silver lining is that, like, the WNBA is hotter than ever. We're getting talks about, like, you know, revenue and possibly, like, commercial flights being upgraded as soon as possible, because that was another problem with the Aces. And, you know, we're getting a lot more talk. I'm not sure if it's the highest ratings ever, but definitely on social media, it's a lot more talk about the WNBA, so it's really good. And,
I think the playoffs-wise, I think, I don't know if it was playoffs or first round, I think the first round. Mm-hmm. It was, I think it was a 100% turnaround from last year, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 100% turnaround from last year. ESPN's viewership has gone up. I think it was like as, I don't remember the host, I don't have the stats in front of me, but everything has gone up from last year. Attendance, unfortunately, has gone down in some arenas, but viewership-wise for ESPN has gone up.
I want to see numbers. Like, I know it was, like, what, 600,000 or something like that for the finals last year or whatever?
I think so.
Yeah, so I want to see, like, the number of viewers and stuff like that because, like, from the impressions that I'm getting from, like, from you, and I talked to Meredith Minkow recently, that it's all the way – it's all around way up for everything. So hopefully the momentum keeps going because, you know, we have a – from what I'm hearing, at least, we have a pretty good class coming in for the next year's draft. So,
this year was a turning point, but next year is really going to get the wheel going because, as you can see now, it's like teams can't keep up now. Like, you see, you know, at the beginning of the season, everybody's hitting Link Sparks, you know, but this class came in and running circles around it. They can't keep up. It's fast.
Yeah.
The WNBA is faster now, and you know it's they can't keep up. So I feel like a lot of the veterans that are in now, they're not going to be able to last that much longer. Mm-hmm. So especially with next year's class coming in, Arike Ogunbowale, she's going to I think this is her senior year. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a lot of hype around her. Asia Durr, I think a lot of people there. You know, it's going to be fun season next year, so I think it's going to get a lot more eyeballs. People are probably going to look more into women's college basketball, which will translate again to the WNBA. So this will be fun. I'm excited.
So hopefully ESPN shows more than 13 regular season games.
Yeah.
That's just bad.
They just overplayed the Link Sparks game on ESPN 2. There were a lot of really good games on League Pass.
Right.
And NBA TV. And shout out to NBA TV because they showed so many good games that ESPN didn't. Like, they showed so many good games. So hopefully they'll get on board and show.
I kind of wonder how many games Lifetime used to show back in the day. I want to know.
I'll look into that. Yeah. Actually, I'll look into that tonight.
Okay.
Hey, it's Jess Kleinschmidt from MLB.com's Cut 4, and you're listening to the Ray Ray is Fundamental podcast.
So last time we talked, I told you about like how I said like I kind of like the elimination round, LA, Minnesota, Phoenix, Dallas that happened in the first round, and then now I'm just kind of like, well, maybe it should have been a series after all. Like maybe it should have been the best of three after all. I feel like there didn't have to be two elimination rounds. I think the first round would be okay, then have a series after that or something. What do you think? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually agree. Before the playoffs started, I was like, oh, this would be fun. You know, Link Sparks elimination game. Mm-hmm. And then LA came to the Mystics, and I was just like, for me, it's like, okay, the Mystics event. But then it's kind of like, just thinking about it, I was like, well, not really trying to put everything on travel because a lot of people picked the Sparks knowing that they had to travel, to D.C. To face them. A lot of people picked them, but you knew. But then when the Mystics beat them like that, they were like, they traveled and kind of that. I'm like, okay, now y'all want to pull this travel thing. But I feel like, partially it was to blame. I mean, Brian Agro said that there was no excuse, but I feel like partially with their age and then the travel and all that stuff, I feel that it did play a factor into it. So I would have liked to see more of a series. This is like a three. It doesn't have to be a five.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I just feel that because of the FIBA Women's Cup coming up, it would prevent that because it kind of sucks, but they're trying to get the WNBA out as soon as possible so they can show the FIBA.
Right.
Probably be something to look into. You know, it'd be fun to have one round and then, spread the rest of the playoffs out. It'll be fun to see.
Yeah. And, of course, we talked about the flights again. Like, they're doing commercials instead of charters, so it's not easy for those women to, you know, like, be comfortable during traveling. So everything's got to be looked into, man. I mean, we just want the best for them, yeah. And, of course, like you mentioned, like the Mystics blew out the Sparks. I'm crying right now. and we saw Diana Taurasi just, like, burn the sun in the second round. Like, we saw Diana Taurasi talk trash after the game, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize how much he's been like that his entire career, really, you know, because, again, it's the WNBA, so no one really sees it, per se, but she's one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time, in women's basketball, so, and earlier today, we saw the Mystics escape the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany Hayes had a late surge, but it wasn't enough because Elena Deladon is dominant.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw the Storm also escape the Mercury. Mm-hmm. Brianna Stewart, MVP, by the way, was named MVP. 28.7 rebounds. Deladon had 32 and 13 in their previous game. So I saw your tweet. You're just like, Elena Deladon should be MVP. So go ahead and state your case on that one, because Aaron's been saying it should have been Stewart the entire time, but obviously Deladon is one of the best players in the league. So, what was your case on that?
I was just trying to create some chaos. It wasn't really anything to it. I just like to have fun with it.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I feel like it could have been neck and neck. The only reason why I can't really say too much on that is because I haven't seen too many Storm games. Mm-hmm. So of the time zones.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to watch a Storm game and it'll either be too late, I fall asleep, or it's a blackout.
And right.
So I really didn't see too many of them. But I will say when we played the last time we played the Storm, we've never gotten blown up by them. And we beat them the last matchup we had. I think the last two times we played them, we lost by 6. And then the other time we lost by 3 or 4. So it's like been very close matchups. And that we've pretty much held all of them to season lows. Mm-hmm. Well, not season low averages. They didn't really hit their average against the Mystics. So could have been neck and neck. I just feel that because it's Stewie's, what's her second year in the league?
Third year. Yeah.
It's kind of like, she's still young, still kind of novice in the league, so it's kind of like, okay. And of course, they've had the biggest turnaround. Like, they were 8th last year. Mm-hmm. And now they're 1st.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, I look at that too. It's like, they literally were like on the brink of elimination. They had an under 500 record entering the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
And now they had the best record. They were the only team that had a single digit losing record. So, you know, they did a good job, man.
Right.
I feel that, but I also do feel that Sue Bird, Natasha Howard, and Sue together is like really strong. Sue has more of that. Sue has more of that veteran kind of presence, where don't really have that.
Yeah,
they've only been together for two years, and they got thrown together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel that that's why I feel that Elena, I could give Elena an edge.
Yeah,
because of the fact that you really didn't know what you were getting into. You know, of course, you get Chrissy Tolliver, but everybody was just thrown together last year, and of course, the chemistry is a lot better from last year, but just the fact that Elena can just do certain things to will the team to a win, mm-hmm. whereas I see with the Storm, anybody can do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that anybody on the Misses can do that, but Elena really does, just, she really wills her team to wins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm convinced. No, I'm serious. I'm convinced because, like, you mentioned that they were just thrown together. Like, Tolliver was, what, traded there last year, right? Mm-hmm. I believe. And Cloud is right there also.
Cloud's been there.
Yeah. While the Storm, they've had Bird there forever. Natasha Howard is from the Lynx. And Jewel Lloyd, of course, Rookie of the Year 3 years ago. They have a strong foundation. While Deladon and the Mystics, like you mentioned, they're thrown together. So I can buy that one. Mm-hmm. Although today Stewie was really strong in that game.
Oh yeah, of course. No, I'm not taking anything from her. I love her. I loved her at UConn.
Right.
But that's just how.
Yeah.
I felt, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So going back to that elimination rounds or whatever, the final four teams are all seeded 1, 2, 3, and 5. So at least it came out like that instead of like some lower seeded team that's in the semifinals at least. So it didn't turn out that badly. Mm-hmm. Right? Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah. Also Natasha Howard named a most improved player coming from the Lynx, went from like 4 to 13 points.
Yeah.
So yeah, she definitely deserved that. So we're gonna have a new champion. We're gonna have new finalists, really, because Minnesota was eliminated by the Sparks, and then the Sparks were plastered by the Mystics.
I honestly didn't expect that. I mean, I was in shock. Like, I thought it was gonna be a game. I mean, I had a good feeling about it, but I was like, I mean, This is really happening. I mean, like, I looked at the scoreboard, 50 points at the half. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
right.
And are they going to go on a run? Like, they're going to have to go on a run. They have to.
Yeah.
And it just never happened. I was just like, wow. I still can't believe that game happened.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think everybody was shocked really that the Sparks just kind of like, I don't want to say laid down, but they just couldn't get anything going. They looked tired. They just looked out of it. Like, they just couldn't get anything going. So, I mean, and the lead grew too. Like, it were like down by like up by 20s in the third quarter, and it still grew to like to the final score of like 32 points. So,
Yeah.
It's just an
I didn't think that would happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted a game. Like, I liked it. Because, like, but the thing about it was, it wasn't like that on the Friday that we played.
Yeah.
It was tied until Natasha Cloud hit that game winner.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I didn't think it would be that bad.
Right.
We just played 6 days prior to that game, and it was Thriller.
Yeah, and the Sparks looked good against the Lynx 2 days prior, too. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we can blame travel, but then we can also, like, well, they looked pretty good 2 days before, so how does that happen, right? So,
right.
Yeah. So, you're excited to see new champions, new finalists, the Mystics possibly getting there? I know you're excited about that chance.
I really am, and it's not because I cover them. Mm-hmm. It's just I like to see teams make history. They've made history the last two games. I think today they set the new WNBA record for free throws, like with the best free throw team in like the history of the WNBA. And then on Thursday, they were the first ever WNBA team to have all five starters score over 10 points in a game. So that, I didn't know that. The Mystics are the only WNBA team to not reach the finals.
Oof.
So, or active
WNBA team
to not reach the finals.
Yeah.
So that would be really nice to see. They get there. I mean, if they don't win, at least they got there. You know, just kind of say they got over that hump of, being that now they can say, okay, we got there.
Yeah.
All 12 teams have got there. All 12 teams have had a chance to reach the finals. And a difference being last year, the Mystics, when they came, they were a 6 seed. I think they were 18-16.
Mm-hmm.
They had to play the Wings at home, beat them. And then they went on the road to play Liberty, which were the champs last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then they got swept by the virtual champions in the Lynx.
Mm-hmm.
This year, all the way up to a third seed, could have gotten second. up to the last day.
Right.
Which I still think they let Lindsay win. I think they let it happen. I think they let it happen. They started dragging them. I said, you know what? I feel like they just going to whatever. But yeah, like they went to a third seed, and then they had a little bit of rest, played the Spartans, and then they beat the Dream in a really good game, which I think tested their fourth quarter mentality, because last year they come close to the Lynx, but they just couldn't finish it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that this was a really good test for them. Even though Angel McCautry's not on the team, they're still good. The Dream is still good. So for the Mystics to get out of there with a win on the road, it speaks a lot of volume. Against a team that's number two.
Mm-hmm.
And had a goodbye.
This is Shay Serrano, and you are listening to the Ray Ray Is Fundamental podcast. I think Ray Ray should change the name of the podcast, but he likes it, so that's what you're listening to.
Yeah, I think I remember Kara Lawson bringing this up, that like each remaining team has that superstar, but the Dream is missing McCautry. And she thinks that Tiffany Hayes isn't on that level. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the difference between the teams that are in, I think maybe the Dream are the only ones that haven't gone to the playoffs. They're the first time making it since, I don't know which year. But they didn't go to the playoffs last year. Every other team was in the playoffs. So they had that experience. And the person that had that experience on the Dream is McCautry.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I honestly do feel that she would have made a difference, but I still think at the end of the day, if she was in, the Dream still would not have that playoff experience like the other three teams have.
Mm-hmm.
But of course it would have made a difference. I'm pretty sure if she was in, they would have stolen game one. That's how I feel, but
yeah.
Yeah, I think her not being there definitely shows the novice that the team has. But they're still good. I mean, we took them all the way down to the wire. They came back in the fourth quarter. They were just down like 10 and came back with a tie, with a chance for Breland to make the three, which is a really good look.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're not bad. But I don't want to hear the excuse with the mistakes. I feel like it's going to come. Because because of Thursday, like, oh, the travel. And then if the Mystics beat Atlanta, oh, well, McCauchy wasn't in. They're just sliding through. I'm just like, no. They've made it. They took them down to the wire. So please don't make any excuses. I'm getting annoyed. They made excuses with the Aces when they forfeited. I'm just like, it wasn't their fault.
Right. Well, we're just a society of excuses, I guess, you know?
Yeah. So, like, with the forfeit thing, they were like, oh, well, the Mystics, this and that. But I'm just like, if the Mystics tried to accommodate a game, they were trying to find the best way possible to accommodate a game for them, but right. The Mystics would have been playing back-to-backs the rest of the season. Like, the rest of the season, they went all back-to-backs. Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't have been good for them. But then for the Aces too, they've gotten a lot of teams on back to backs, a lot. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of their opponents, they came to Vegas after on a back to back. So, you know, whatever, people blame the Mystics. I'm like, the Mystics are the real losers because they lost a lot of money.
Right.
They lost a lot of money, and I wasted my time because I rode up there and I was soaking wet. I got a good story out of it, but it was just like, they told us at the door, like, oh, yeah, the game's canceled. I said, oh, I'll go anyway and just get a story out of it. But it was just like, mm-hmm. They could have done that earlier and could have saved a lot of things because they opened the arena up. And, you know, of course, Miss is not making, you know, I mean, not Miss, WBA not getting that much revenue. It's going to impact you if you don't, you know, have a game played there.
Right.
And if you funded the tickets, then they also gave them a free pass to whatever game. So that's more money lost.
Right.
So, you know, leave my Misses alone, man.
I mean, I'm not exactly blaming, I mean, I'm not blaming the Mystics for the Aces, like, forfeiting. It's just that they were just in an unfortunate situation that, you know, again, we go back to the flights. Like, if they were chartered, they would have been all right. But, yeah. But the Aces still had a chance. They still had a chance against the Wings.
Oh, yeah.
In the last day. So, you know, and they lost the game. So, what can you say? Right?
Right.
So, so I'm going to guess your prediction for the finals will be the Mystics and the Storm. Would you go with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually tweeted that back in June.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did. And somebody else, a fan, tweeted that as well. He said Mystic Storm too. So it was actually kind of fun. I really didn't think the Storm would do that. But I said Mystic Storm back in June. So go back and find that.
So you're gonna win Powerball at some point then, right? If you predicted this one correctly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If it happens, I'll be very people be asking for the numbers.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So go ahead and publicize your social media, your internet works. We actually did pretty well considering we were just winging this podcast, so.
No, definitely.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, my Twitter is Jasmine, JSMINE, _Brown. Instagram is J Danielle Brown, and my website is Through the Pin Sports.
Sweet, and also find you Hypo Suits as well, and and WNBA Insider.
Yes, and I will be, say this, I will be covering Big Ten women's basketball in the fall, so Hypo Suits. Mm-hmm. And I will also, I'll be covering the USA basketball event that's going to be happening at the same event that the Mystics are playing at right now, George Washington University. So
sweet.
Should be fun.
Awesome. I'm Ray. She's Jasmine. She's a rising star. I'm just laying in my bed. Thanks.
Thank you. Game over,
yeah! Hashtag blame Ray Ray.